Thursday, 17th of October, Hilchos Shabbos. Shalom Avracha. Somebody asked me the following shayla. They said, are they allowed to have their website working on Shabbos? So people will be buying things from their websites on Shabbos. Do they have to close their websites on Shabbos? Very practical shayla, which is very, very much nogea la'alocha. So what are the issues over here? So let's start off like this. The Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos, the Gemara says, Shabbos Yud Ches, Poiskim Maim Legina Erev Shabbos Simcha Sheicha, you're allowed to turn on or to open up a water channel on Friday evening, Friday afternoon, on Mismales V'hoi Leches Kol Yom Kulo, and that's going to irrigate your field the whole of Shabbos. So you're allowed certainly to start something before Shabbos comes in, where the malacha will continue on Shabbos, your field will be irrigated on Shabbos. So in terms of our shaila about having a website open on Shabbos, certainly there'd be no issa d'oraisa over here, because you're not actually doing anything on the Shabbos, you've set it all up from beforehand. So min ha-Torah, certainly that's going to be okay. But there are a few Isurei Darabonon which we need to look at very carefully and take into consideration. The first Issa Darabonon is that we're not allowed to do business on Shabbos. There's an Issa of Masa or Maton on a Shabbos. We're not allowed to do business. So if I have my website open on Shabbos and there are people ordering things from the website, is that doing business on Shabbos? So one of the reasons we don't do business on Shabbos, it says you're supposed to not pursue business, you're not supposed to do deals. Secondly, if you do business, if you do transactions, you might come to right. That these things apply in our scenario over here. So there are many poskim, including the Da'as Torah, the Shailas Teshuvas Peiras Chesed, and they all say that actually it's not considered doing business on Shabbos if the business is happening automatically. There's a similar case that Maharshag spoke about concerning a vending machine. And you put the vending machine up from before Shabbos, and during Shabbos people may be buying your chocolates or your soft drinks, whatever it is from the vending machine, and he permits that. And he says that here, you're not the person who owns the vending machine, and so too in our case with the website, you're not actually doing anything on Shabbos. And in fact, you don't even know whether anybody is buying anything from it. And moreover, it's not that you've done this specifically for Shabbos, it's up the whole way through the week. It's not like you're specifically doing this for Shabbos. And as well as that, you could argue there isn't even a kinyan happening right now. A person has clicked that he wants to buy something. He hasn't actually, the money hasn't come into your account yet. You haven't sent him your item yet. All there is maybe a hischaivus that you've obligated yourself to actually follow through with the goods. But they want to say, these poskim want to say, that since it's automated, no active involvement, no knowledge, no specific intent for Shabbos, there's no actual kinyan taking place. So then regarding this halacha of actually doing business on Shabbos, you haven't actually done any business on Shabbos. So in terms of this Issa d'Rabbanon of Masa or Maton, so seemingly it should be okay. Okay, so far so good. So far it seems like there's the Issa d'Oraisa, there isn't on my website open on Shabbos. The Issa d'Rabbanon of Masa or Maton, Lechayra, seems to be fine. Okay, trouble is that there's another Issa d'Rabbanon, and that Issa is Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos means we're not allowed to earn money from something which we did on Shabbos. If a person had a job and they did a job on Shabbos, you're not allowed to earn money from that. In fact, there's a very famous shaila whether you can pay a chazan or a bal keira for the jobs which they do on Shabbos. Many clergy actually don't have this problem so badly, but if they're getting a payment, so then are you allowed to pay them for the job that's done on Shabbos? That's Schar Shabbos. Actually, not allowed to take any money. However, you pay them for the preparation that they did before Shabbos, that they went over the parasha before Shabbos, or they practiced the scales, they honed their voice, all of these things. They practiced what it was they're going to daven. So for these sorts of things, that's all you're paying for, because you can't actually pay somebody for something that they did on Shabbos. That's an issa of Schar Shabbos, of Shabbos earnings. So the Minchas Yitzchok discusses this again when it comes to this vending machine, and he says that there's no problem of Schar Shabbos over here either. Why not? Surely you're making money from this on Shabbos. The answer is that Schar Shabbos is only for services rendered on Shabbos. You cannot take money for an act that you did. You were doing this thing on Shabbos, even if it's a permitted thing like being a waiter on Shabbos or being a Baal Keira. You cannot take money for that. It has to be you're taking money for something you did during the week. But it's only a service that there's a problem to actually take money. If, though, somebody would come to your house, they would take something of yours, you know, you're giving them something of yours, and they'd want to pay for it after Shabbos, that's not considered Schar Shabbos. Schar Shabbos is not involved when it comes to a sale. So we saw there's no problem of doing business, maso or maton. And in terms of Schar Shabbos also, so far it seems to be okay, because over here in the case of our website, we're talking about sales and we're not talking about a service, and therefore so far so good. What about another issue though? The next issue is Lifnei Iver. We know that you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind man. And so too, this doesn't just apply to Nebuch tripping up a blind man. This applies to assisting somebody, facilitating somebody to do an Aveiro. If I'm doing that, that's a prohibition of Lifnei Iver Leisitein Mirshol. They're considered a blind man because the Yetzer Hara got them in its clutches. So they're like a blind person. So if there are Yidden who are going to be buying from my website on Shabbos, is there a problem of Lifnei Iver? And the answer is no, because Lifnei Iver only applies if they couldn't get it without me. If I'm the one, betray every denaro, the Gemara says, the Ramos says, Yerodeh Sim Kufnan Aleph. If I'm giving some treif to someone, he's on the other side of the river, the only way he can get it is from me. So then that's Lifnei Iver. If he could go to a different website, and as every person who owns a website will tell you, there are so many others who are also offering the same things that they're offering. So there's no Lifnei Iver, which is the Issur Da'oraisa of facilitating somebody from doing an Aveira that they would not be able to do without you. So far so good. However, there's another Issa. And that is Masayei de Ovri Aveira Tosfos on Daf Gimel on Shabbos says that even if they could get it without you, and they don't need you at all, you're on one side of the river, you're just handing someone some treif, pork chop, you're handing him a ham sandwich, he's on the same side of the river, he could have got it somewhere else, but you are Masayei de Ovri Aveira, you're helping a yid to do an Issa. So do we have to be worried that by you having your website open, a yid is going to be buying something from your website, and you'll be over this Issa Darabonon of Messayeya Yidei Ovri Aveiro? So here, there are a number of reasons why it actually should be permitted, and it's not a problem. One is that there's a shach in Yerodeh Kufnun Aleph, which says that once someone is a Yisrael Mumma, once somebody has given up on Yiddishkeit, so it could be that the halach of Messayeya doesn't apply to them, and that technically one could. But there are other issues as well, why Messayeya shouldn't apply. We'll just mention one of them, and that is that if it's only a sofek whether somebody is going to be Messayeya over here, it's not definite that you're going to be sending it to a yid. You've got no idea who's clicking on your website. So it's not vadai, it's not for sure that you're actually going to be selling it to a yid at all. So therefore, that's one of the reasons that Messayeya doesn't apply either. So therefore, if a yid would click on your link on Shabbos, and they would buy something from you, because you don't know for sure that a yid is going to do it, so Messayeya, that's one of the reasons that the Poskim say Messayeya doesn't apply. So far it's looking very good. The final issue is something which is a debatable point. And that final issue is Zilzul Shabbos. Zilzul Shabbos is, it's not Shabbos dick, it's denigrating Shabbos. So Ramesha Feinstein says, Igris Moshe Arachayim Chelo Dalad Simon Samach, when he speaks about timers, using timers on Shabbos. So he takes quite a strong stance that you shouldn't just use time switches to allow you to do absolutely anything. Fine, for lights you can use time switches, for certain other things you can use time switches. But once you allow time switches for absolutely everything, it's a zilusa the Shabbos, it denigrates Shabbos. So he wants to say that there are certain things which, you know, if you'd be allowed to use all these sorts of automated systems, so people really would be, it would be a zilzul for Shabbos, it would denigrate Shabbos, and the question is to what extent that applies. is it a Zilzul Shabbos over here for a person to keep their websites open? Or is it not a Zilzul Shabbos because at the end of the day, you're not doing anything. The Yid is sitting at home singing Koriboin, eating his chulent, and he's having a lovely Shabbos Kodesh somewhere else in somebody else's house. They are the one who is clicking on this link on Shabbos, but really you're not doing anything. So does the Lusa of the Shabbos apply? So many Peskim, what I've spoken to, says it doesn't apply, and therefore you can have your websites open on Shabbos. But just the final caveat is each person should speak to their own Meira Hira, since this is something which they didn't have in the times of Meshe Rabbeinu. They didn't have this type of web, and these are new technological advancements that bring along with them various different shailas. Each person should speak to their own Meir HaHira, but what we've seen this evening is that there are many, many tzedodim to say why it would be permitted to have a website which is open on Shabbos. Now we have the pleasure of inviting a very big friend to Nishmas Yisrael, which is one of the most popular Magidei Shir around in the area, Rav Mendy Chizik. Bruchim Abayim, a pleasure to welcome you to the program. I'll mention it once, but I'll mention it every week. I give a shir now inside, so I'll see everybody later for Mara, so excuse me that I won't be able to join.